Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze, making it a great day to be outside. Meanwhile, the southern city of Eilat is enjoying warm sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from 2 hours ago about a multi-front collapse involving Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran. Hamas is rebuilding its rocket launchers. Hezbollah is recruiting new members. In Iran, there's a folding of some kind. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported 2 hours ago that Hamas sees an opportunity to influence U.S.-Iran negotiations by bringing Gaza into the talks. Also this hour, JNS reveals just 18 minutes ago that the IDF has eliminated Adam Muhammad Ibrahim Abu Hadid, an Islamic Jihad weapons commander in Khan Yunis, Gaza. Separately, I-24 News indicates that an IDF reservist was killed in an operational accident in southern Lebanon. Another soldier was injured. And finally, from Axios, a report from 422 hours ago states that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could unravel current negotiations. From X, the latest. Ariel Ozeran, a journalist, posted 22 minutes ago that a Lebanese military source denies reports of Israel withdrawing from southern Lebanon, according to Al-Hadath. Al-Arabiya English posted 29 minutes ago, stating a senior Israeli official has denied reports of a withdrawal from the southern Lebanon buffer zone. I-24NEWS English also reported 29 minutes ago that an Israeli official denied any IDF withdrawal from the buffer zone in southern Lebanon, as part of understandings with Lebanon. Let's go deeper, starting with the multi-front collapse reported by Walla earlier today. Hamas is actively rebuilding its rocket systems, Hezbollah is increasing its recruitment efforts, Iran appears to be folding some operations. This could destabilize the region further if left unchecked. Turning to the Hamas negotiations story from Israel Hayom Hebrew, reports suggest Hamas is trying to leverage ongoing talks between Iran and the U.S. to put Gaza on the agenda. A source within Hamas indicates they see this as a strategic opportunity. This could complicate diplomatic efforts between the involved parties. Meanwhile, the JNS report from 18 minutes ago highlights a significant IDF operation in Gaza. The target, Adam Muhammad Ibrahim Abu Hadid, was crucial to Islamic Jihad's weapons production. His elimination may disrupt their capabilities temporarily, impacting their operations. In a related development, I-24 News reported a tragic accident involving the IDF in Lebanon. Staff Sergeant Major Basil Swed lost his life and another soldier was injured. This incident underscores the ongoing risks faced by military personnel in volatile areas. Finally, Axios's report from earlier today on Iran's missile launch against Israel marks a significant escalation. This action threatens to derail any progress in talks and could lead to renewed hostilities, affecting regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports Asaf Rappaport is expanding his investments in AI. This includes 10 investments in 2026, covering areas like identity security and autonomous defense systems. Separately, Globes reports Israeli companies are closing operations in Turkey. Despite political tensions, some, like Teva and ICL, continue their activities there. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals the Brown Hotel chain's acquisition of 6 hotels in European tourist cities. This expansion adds about 1,500 rooms to their portfolio. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.